two previous speakers, and is one of only two people who featured 25 years ago and this time. It's been a particular pleasure, and you will find it difficult because I haven't changed since the 1986 photograph. Well, you obviously agree. Thank you. But since these photographs were taken, already things have changed. The Caldock building at the Hythe has gone, another one on Hythe Hill has gone, and the Magistrates Court is almost ready for opening. And I desperately tried to get the local newspaper interested in the new building material. I don't know if you saw it go through, the photograph. It was the only photograph I've seen published on this screen here tonight showing this new building material, a sandwich in the building of the court in its green plastic.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the life is of plastic sheeting, but it's the wattle and door of the 21st century, I assume. But it's very important. Andrew Phillips, who sadly can't be with us here this evening, if you look at the programme, you'll see there's a very nice comment from Andrew about how important these photographs are. And if you look at the photographs of 1986-7 and today, already you will notice in just one generation how vehicles have changed, how clothing has changed, how hairstyles have changed. So I hope that this will be the second rather than the last, and that others, if not you, will follow on in 25 years' time. I don't know if any other towns, communities, cities have done anything like this, but I think what Colchester 24 have done is fantastic, and I do congratulate you and everybody involved. Alas, the six or seven photographs I took are not displayed at them. But one taken by an intern in my office of me at work has been displayed. And I hope you notice how busy the desk looks. But please ignore the tie I was wearing because it was an interesting one. I would just like to draw from a couple of the introductions here. On page 40, Linda Robinson, is what she says. I saw the images taken 25 years ago and was very impressed with how the town had been documented then. I feel it is important to record the changes over the years for historians in the future to see how we did in 2011. And in so doing, she echoes what Andrew Phillips said. And then Peter Evans, who's with us, it may be the other person as well, but I see for Peter, says the idea, this is on page 47, the idea of making an historical record of the town appealed to me, especially after the 1986 project. I felt that there were some views that might disappear quickly and could be missed if I did not take them and hang true. Indeed, some views are already drastically altered. Colchester, Britain's oldest recorded town, has an evolving history. What we have here, and in the 6,000 photographs were taken over that 24-hour period, caught in time for posterity, Colchester and scenes in 2011, following on scenes from 1986. So my thanks to everybody who participated. Particular thanks to Colchester 24 for what they've done. Thank you for your attendance. Spread the word and get people to come and see the exhibition here, the library, which is opening tomorrow, and wherever else this exhibition or others from the 6,000 prints goes. And it gives me great pleasure to now officially declare open Colchester 24, the photographs of 2011. Thank you. Yeah.